The first test of how well prepared the United States is for a terrorist attack that could be far deadlier than the attacks of September 11, 2001, is being conducted in Seattle, Washington. The five-day exercise will involve a simulated attack with biological and radiological weapons. The exercise begins with a simulated dirty bomb attack in Seattle, the kind of radiological device that U.S. officials have warned the terrorist network Al-Qaeda has been trying to acquire. Actors will stand in for President Bush, other top officials, and attack victims, while thousands of real responders, from law enforcement to federal and local officials, test and practice their ability to react to terrorist attacks. Federal Emergency Management Agency Director Mike Brown.
The exercise itself starts with some intelligence assessments that have been going on for several days.
Authorities across the border in Canada will also be taking part in the $16 million drill, which involves the city of Chicago later this week. There, actors will begin showing up at hospitals with flu-like symptoms as that city tests how well it's able to respond to a simulated biological weapons attack. Homeland Security officials say they want the exercise to be as real as possible. Nick Simeon, VOA News in Washington.